systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to Jumble. Today is Wednesday, January 26, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And what's up, everybody? Episode 453, the Wednesday night show, halfway through another fucking week.
Oh my god.
Three shows.
Fucking hump day!
One and a half down, one more to go, and then it's the weekend!
For you. Not my weekend.
For me and everyone else that works 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, is fucking goddamn right. It's payday, thejamhole.com/donate. I really need some help on the server bill this month. If you guys could, I would appreciate it. And hey, thejamhole.com/store. We haven't mentioned that in a while. We got the 250 app. We got the 404 app. There's a fucking rap album that's old for a dollar. I should probably just start giving that away too. Huh?
I don't know.
I'll move that over to the music page.
Whatever.
But there's Jamhole Church stickers. We got some of those. Hell yeah. And, of course, thejamhole.com/live, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. Give us a call live, 406-204-4687. Who else is doing that here? Yeah.
Come on.
Just us.
Duh.
That's right.
Because we're awesome.
Thejamhole.com/people. Check that out.
Your super awesome list. Dude, that was pretty
amazing.
Cool.
Everyone on everyone on the jam hole is on that list.
I was looking through it, and it's pretty good.
Pretty good, right?
Pretty fucking good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, dude.
Spent a lot of time, but I'm glad it's done. So yeah, check that out if you're curious. Hey, what episode was O Docta on? Boom, it's right there.
Okay.
Hey, what episode was Tim Henson from Distorted View on? Boom, it's right there.
Duh.
What episode was Matt Besser from Upright Citizens Brigade on? Boom. It's right there.
Hey, what episode was Adam Langer on?
Fuck off. we still do not know.
Oh,
awesome.
Man.
You're a cunt. Thank you.
I had to throw a flaw in there. I'm sorry.
Hey, that's fine. So, we had the State of the Union. Obama addressed the nation and basically reiterated what everyone's known for the last 8 years. So, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Did you know... I did not. Maybe I knew this, but did you know that we currently have a federal budget deficit of $1.5 trillion? That's
wow.
for 2011.
Dude.
Can you fathom $1.5 trillion? This is like a game of asteroids. And we're about to flip that high score back to zero, if you know what the fuck I mean.
Right?
It's so close.
Dude.
Like, at what point do you just stop and be like, just for the record, y'all know we're not going to pay you, right? Like,
right.
That's a given. Right? Like, what are you fucking, $1.5 trillion, what does that even mean?
What does that even mean? I don't understand. What is that number?
I don't even think our planet has that much gold to back anything. Yeah, Red Fox says that's like 1 terabyte of debt.
Oh my god, dude.
Oh,
you fucking nerds.
Love that. It is, dude, though. Like that's fucking disgusting.
Oh my god.
Disgusting, right?
That's like a terabyte of debt. Is that what you just said? Because that's the show quote, I'm pretty sure.
Can we veto one nation under God to say one nation under a shithole of debt? Because that's what we're under right now. I mean, if you just like even break that up into smaller numbers, like how many people have car payments? Like how many individuals have debt? And then you look at this and it just, what are we doing? Just going backwards, man. That's fucking sad, but and apparently we need to focus on education and infrastructure. And to that, I want to give just a big old fat duh. Education, really. What have we been saying forever? Update the books. Pay the teachers. I posted this. I forget where I posted it. Somewhere on one of the many fucking websites that we post shit on. Oh, it was about the sports thing. And I was like, that's fucking disgusting that these guys are paid so much. The only reason they're paid so much is because they distract the people from what's really going on. They're like, hey, look at this. It's shiny. Look at us. And they get paid bank to do that.
How does our country even afford to pay anybody?
Well, it's Rome. It's Rome. Basically, Caesar knew that if he could keep the people fed and entertained, they would be easy to rule. And that's what we're still doing, to the point where everyone's obese and everyone's focused on this bullshit. You should cut every single motherfucking athlete's salary in half and give all that money to education and infrastructure. There you go. Problem solved. Yeah. Legalize weed. There's a new industry in every fucking state. Some of you make hemp. Some of you make actual smokable product. Done.
Yeah, but from hemp, dude, so many things. And Obama,
it didn't take me 62 minutes to say that. What are you doing? You did a fucking episode of the Jam Hole up there, dude. 62, that's like an hour. You did a podcast episode named State of the Union. Like, what the fuck, dude? So are we just going to continue talking about it, or is something going to actually change and get fixed?
It's just going to be a continued to be talking.
Are we going
to
actually put money into infrastructure and education, or are we just going to talk about doing it so that we get money for our budgets, and then we're going to divert it into all this bullshit?
Pretty much.
Okay, well, good.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, it could go the other way. They could surprise us. I doubt it. But,
great job.
You know.
Well, speaking of good job, hey, Facebook group, The Jam Hole, broke 400 members. Thank you.
I know.
Thank you. Do you feel better now? Yeah. Do you feel better now?
Go Jam Hole Nation.
So, thank you, everyone. Keep inviting your friends. TheJamHole.com, that's the main website. Everything is linked off of there. You can find it all. It's all over that motherfucker. But if you scroll down, there's Facebook group, there's YouTube, Twitter, all that. So appreciate it. Broke 400.
I think somebody else is trying to copy us with our Jam Hole Nation thing. I'm not really going to mention it, but it's somebody we know, and They have a band. Well, it's the band name and then Nation.
Like Colbert Nation?
Kinda.
Wasn't my idea exactly.
No,
I didn't even
no.
come up with that. Someone else did. And they were like, Jam Hole Nation.
Like, you know, I just noticed it and I was like, huh, I'm like Jam Hole Nation and this nation. I just thought it was funny. Not to say it's
copy. I called it
anything,
the New Republic of Jamholia.
Oh, yeah.
And that thus making us all Jamholians.
Oh, okay.
And then someone else was like, Jam Hole Nation.
Well, I asked this certain someone if they wanted to be on the show and stuff and talk about
what
they're doing.
And he told you to go fuck yourself? And then he said, you're fired.
I was going to say something like
briefly.
That. But no, I haven't gotten back. He hasn't gotten back to me yet on it. And it's not him that is taking care of that because he's a complete idiot when it comes to the computer.
Good, sure.
Like, completely.
Ask me why no one likes you at your job.
He said it. He's like, dude, I'm a complete moron when it comes to computer. And I'm like, I know. And no, but his other guy is doing all that shit.
Well,
so
good for them.
I got to hear back from him. So.
All right.
So. I did not get fired, just so everybody knows that. I'm not fired. Still have a job.
Can I make a broad generalization? Not saying that this is anybody in particular. Maybe even go so far as to say a hypothetical here.
All right.
So, we're going to make some enemies tonight.
Oh, God.
May lose my job over this. But, okay. This is addressed to no one in particular. I know a lot of us have jobs. I know a lot of us maybe work with some people. Now, let's start off with just broad, like I said, just throwing them into the ether, seeing what we get in return. A little give and take here. Broad generalization.
No one's going to take it that way.
A broad hypothetical generalization. Okay.
They're going to take it
if
home.
You work with your significant other. Okay. So far, we good? If you work with your significant other, and you two are, okay.
Yeah.
for the benefit of the whole, as in the whole company, as in everybody, the rest of us, for those of us not in your little fucking relationship, could you leave your relationship bullshit at home?
Yeah, I doubt that.
And not bring that to work. Because when you guys are arguing at work, hypothetically, it's you make annoying. A really awkward environment for the rest of us. Can I say that?
Yes, and you can.
On top
I've
of that,
I've dealt with that before, and it's gay, dude. And I've worked with my significant others before.
And some people can do it. Some people can do it great.
But
you two cannot, hypothetically, and anyone else that may be in that situation, because I know it happens everywhere.
But I have sworn to myself that I will never work with another one of my significant others ever again.
It's hard to do.
They can't handle it. I've done this with two different guys at a restaurant. And both times, they could not handle it. Because I get to work, and I'm not your fucking girlfriend no more, dude. I'm your boss, I'm your coworker, I'm a fucking line cook or whatever, dude. And that's that. And they can't handle it, dude. They like, you know, they're like, oh, well, what about, I'm like, dude, I don't give a fuck. Go over there and fucking roll some salad mix. Do something. I'm like, I don't care. You know, and they're like, what?
And I just want to say,
especially when you're being, when you're the boss and you have to like tell your, like, especially for me, I'm a girl, all right? I'm the girlfriend. And then we go to work and then I'm my boyfriend's boss. He didn't like that. At all.
Well, that kind of has absolutely nothing to do with this hypothetical, but...
Well, you know what I mean, though. Like, it's hard to work with your significant other. It's hard.
Getting in an argument at work is not an excuse to leave early, even though you're still getting paid for it, and leaving me there to hypothetically do... Yes, Caller, you're live on the jam hole. What's up?
Guess who it is?
Red Fox, what's going on?
Yes. I just want to say Chef Ramsay over there... needs to kind of chill out a little bit.
Thank you.
What?
And I'm pretty sure I said the same thing about your show before. Just saying.
What?
You want to explain
this
what...
This whole bringing your relationship to work kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I happened to be listening to your breakup episode, and I was like, oh, yeah, you should listen to the Jam Hole. It's a totally awesome podcast. And then... I turned on the episode and we're listening, and I was like, oh, maybe we should listen to something else.
Well, it used to be a totally awesome podcast, still she stopped satisfying him sexually.
You know what? You keep bringing that up, and I'm going to fucking stab you.
All right,
in the foot.
Thanks, Red Fox. Awesome.
Yeah, just saying. Just had to put that out there.
Okay, well, thanks, man.
Yep.
Holla back.
Because it hasn't been put out there before, right?
Sporkroast.com. Fantastic. So,
yeah.
What was I saying? Oh, right. You, If that happens, let's not use that as an excuse to ditch out, to call in sick, to do anything like that. People argue all the time. And I understand, you know, you can miss, hypothetically, you can miss as many days of work as you want and still, you know, get a paycheck. Those of us that miss, you know, part of a day or a whole day, and then we're completely fucked and having to beg our podcast listeners to go to the jamhole.com/donate and toss us like $5 or $10 so we can make the server bill this month. Appreciate
this is
that.
All hypothetical.
Right, you know, hypothetically. But I just want to say, divorce, hypothetically, I called that shit. And I'm going to say it's probably recorded on the show somewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Just
saying, the D word, I've heard a little talk of the big D.
Really?
A little bit.
I
also know that perhaps when there's a unborn child involved, that maybe you put aside your petty bullshit, whatever you're arguing about, and you... that baby becomes your priority. That's
Think
your
about
life
what's
now.
Going on.
You cannot have a divorce and have all of this explode with a baby in this. You know, like
oh, you can now.
This
How
is
many
time,
people do it?
Right? But I'm saying, please don't add to that god awful number. This is time to like buckle down. And if you're going to make it work, make it work. You know, you got to get this done before the second trimester, right? Because
right.
then Gotta go to Mexico for right? those abortions, I believe.
Backdoor abortion?
And I get it's hard. Not everyone can do it. You see each other all day. Then you go home and you see each other all night. You're both bossy. You know, no one wants to give. You both think you're both giving. And it just, it doesn't work. But just for real, like, I'm, you know, maybe making a little light of this. But seriously, you make it so awkward.
Yeah.
In this hypothetical office that we all work in. We all know what this is like. We've all seen it. And it is, it's just stop. If I have to make a phone call and...
Maybe one of them should get a different job, because that's probably what's doing it, dude. When you spend time apart, when you're together, it's so much better. For real.
But how handy is it, you know?
Yeah.
Right. You know, I get it. I get it.
Like you and I, you know, we have separate jobs and we, you know, we don't live together anymore. And when we are together,
we figured out how to make it work.
Yeah, we did. And it works great. You know, even if we did live together, we would still be all right because we do work separate jobs. Right. And we're away from each other like, you know, 10 hours a day. So it's not like, you know, we're up each other's fucking asses every day. Yeah. You know, that's got to be annoying, fucking seeing each other. Oh,
yeah, fuck. And it just sucks, you know, like, I'm friends with both you guys, but when we're at work, like, we're at work, and everything suffers because of your petty personal bullshit. And I'm so sick of it. Like, I love my job, but I am so fucking sick of this. I'm so, like, it eats at me, dude. It is so... I hate it. So please just leave it. Leave it at home. Don't pick at each other in front of people. That's fucking unprofessional.
Yeah.
Very. You can't do that.
Well, are they doing it?
Don't make your
customers?
Wife cry so she has tears in her eyes when a customer comes in. That's not
really
good. That's not
for
good.
Real?
I
that's
don't like
happened?
Hearing her crying when I have to call and, you know, ask for something. And I know you both are doing it. You're both doing it to each other. If you want to come on the show, I will give you each a microphone, and I will moderate this, and we'll fucking hash it out.
I'll sit back.
And then one of you will go on to hang themselves, probably, shortly thereafter.
Jesus.
But no, fucking seriously, like, you guys need to figure something out, because this is not working for me.
Don't make the girl cry.
I know.
At
it's not my job. It's not my business. But you're making it everybody's business. And it's really shitty for everyone, so. Okay?
Okay.
Can we all, everyone that works in an office, if you're doing that, if you're like, wow, that sounded like he was talking about me. I'm talking to the you in everywhere. Does that make sense? There's one of you everywhere. And that's, I'm talking to the general hypothetical you. So check this shit out. I was really fucking tired today, right? And I just want to, this is an amazing point of tired, weak, just not having a good day. The jamhole.posterous.com, that's my new photo blog. I'm going to use Posterous and Tumblr to photo blog.
Okay.
I'm going to try and take a picture of myself every morning, and I'm going to put it up there. And then after a while, I'll take one picture out of that for each week. And I'll make a thing, and then I'll be able to watch myself age. Anyway, that's another thing. But the jamhole.posterous.com, the jamhole.tumblr.com, there's a picture blog. But you can look at my haggard ass mug this morning.
See, are you, like, getting out of bed or, like, still
I'm just
taking
not
a picture
sleeping.
Of yourself in the bed?
No, like, I was, like, up getting dressed and shit, but just fucking haggard.
It needs to be, like, as soon as you get out of that bed, take a picture of yourself.
But even on 4 hours of sleep and being blaze up on the best chronic in the nation, I'm a better driver than all of these fucking retards sober. Can I tell you a story about today?
Sure.
This involves another coworker of mine. He's been on the show recently.
Okay.
Chad. Okay.
Okay.
This is amazing. So, you know, if you're local, you go to Rap and Roll, you get Jam Hole Hotbox stickers, right?
Right.
So you know that light there, that big intersection.
Yes.
There's turning lanes, two of those, and then you go straight lanes.
Highway 2 and...
I'm on one side going towards Rap and Roll in the straight lane. My buddy, and I'm in the... Actually, I'm in the turning lane, right? Because you have to go turn and then turn into the gas station.
Right.
Okay. My buddy, Chad, is across the intersection in the lane going straight.
Uh-huh.
So, green arrow, that means I can go, right?
Right.
I start to go... Chad totally goes, blows the red light, almost hits me, and I stop, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm pointing at the light, and he's like... Like he was possessed.
Oh my God.
The city bus that's in hilarious. Back of him went, and the three cars in back of them all went, all because he did it.
Oh my
and
God!
And I'm
dude.
Stuck in the in the middle of the intersection with waiting. My nice, bright, shiny green turning arrow. Like, look what you fucking did. And this was an interesting. This was from a social standpoint. This was very interesting. What this said to me was nobody is paying the fuck attention,
right?
At all. They see the guy in front of them go, and they follow, even though it was a red light. And I'm sitting out there like, "Are you fucking serious?"
Did you talk to him about it?
Yeah, he called me. He's like, dude, I saw the car next to me start to go because that's the, you know, turning lane where we both should be turning.
Right,
and he's
right.
like, I just went. And I'm like, yeah, asshole, you and like five cars in back of you all just went. And I got stuck in the middle. It was so amazing to see, though.
That's
exactly.
So funny.
Bunny on Belay says sheep. It was so amazing to watch.
Lemmings.
And this guy, the bus right in back of him was the city bus. Like, you get paid to be on your game and drive.
You should have fucking inched out a little bit. And
oh, I know, and just
you.
Clipped him a
get
little.
Get some money from the city? Oh, fuck yeah! Was that on your way
it was
to
so
or from?
To Rap and Roll.
To? Oh,
it was
okay.
so amazing to, like, watch that and nobody paying attention. Just like, oh, they're going. It must be derby-derb. I was like, dude, if that would have been anybody else, like, you probably would have hit them. But I was fucking... And then, yes.
I'm sorry for your little ordeal and everything, but thank you for breakfast
terrible.
This morning.
Oh, hey, anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike at Rap and Roll.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
And so that was today. Yesterday, on my way to work, this little blue car full of kids, like going to high school or something, I'm coming down the street on 11th, or it's, what is that, First Ave West. There's 11th Street. That's where the four-way stop is. Uh-huh. I go through there. The next block is 10th Street. They just pull out and don't even look. Like, they look one way, but not the way I'm at. And I just, like, swerved. Because it was like they pulled out right as I was right there.
Oh, shit.
And I swerved and, like, just missed them. There's a parked car there. Mm-hmm. Fucking swerve back on the snow and shit, right? Like, I wouldn't have had it in four-wheel drive, everyone would have been just fucked.
Yeah, that's a pretty big truck
but like,
drive.
But, like, nobody's paying attention. And I'm so fucking just like...
I'm paying attention.
What the fuck?
I did stuff today. I drove around all over the place. And I didn't
and you didn't
wreck.
Hit anybody?
No.
That's amazing.
I know.
I'm very proud
of you. An old lady
you.
Almost hit me.
Of course she did.
In the Super One parking lot.
My coworker like, almost fucking hit me. They're like, what the fuck?
Dude, that is fucking hilarious. How, you know, out of the odds, like, you know, really?
Well, I see that sometimes because we have a lot of lights and some of them are kind of new in the scheme of things. They've been put in the last 5 years, maybe.
Right, right.
And some people still don't get it. They see one car go instantly in their mind. They're like, I'm going. And they don't even look. Like, everyone is on autopilot, dude. And it's kind of sad.
I actually pay attention when I'm driving just because of the fact that I've been in car accidents before and they suck. And that might be why you do it, too. Because you've been in a wreck.
The bus driver.
Hey, your wreck, were you driving?
What wreck?
The big wreck you were in with your car.
Which one? Yes. I was always driving.
Oh.
But it was always... other motherfuckers hitting me, and that's why I'm so, like, over-hyper aware of everything, because, like, that day, I was listening to that when I was making the guest list, when me, you, and Braden were in the work truck, and we went to Smith's for something.
Oh, my God,
and that car, that truck just ran the light and almost hit us, and then we were like, you know what? Fuck that, and we followed him. Like, that kind of shit, dude, that happens all the fucking time.
I know,
and
it does.
It's disgusting.
It really does, on a daily basis, dude. I was pulling out of the Super One parking lot today, and a lady was coming down the parking lot and fucking had to slam on her brakes before she hit me. Like, seriously?
This thing is clogged.
She was like 80 years old. I'm like, of course.
Yeah, well, those people just shouldn't be driving, period.
And then she proceeded to wait for me to move so she could have
my spot. Of course, of course.
And I think she was like in a hurry to get to that spot because she saw me pulling out.
Probably.
And then, like, came around and was like, oh, I'm going too fast. I'm an idiot. I pooped my pants. Done. She's like,
still rocking that handicap sticker.
I totally am. I was using that.
Fuck yeah, dude. Park anywhere? Shit.
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. I went to go make a new bank account yesterday, and I actually made a joke about it. I was like, dude, you guys need better parking. And she's like, oh my God, yeah, the parking here sucks. I'm like, good thing I have a handicap sticker. She's like, oh my God, where'd you get one of those? She's like, I need one so
totally
bad.
Totally calling the cops on you.
No, she was really cool. She was really funny.
All right, well, I just wanted to mention that if we can just do a little personal cleaning before we reach outward and clean up the world. Obama, we're going to work on getting rid of that $1.5 trillion deficit. We're going to build more education infrastructure with our negative money. People at work, if you work with your significant other, don't make it shitty awkward for everyone else that works there. Not all of us are on salary, and when we see, you know, this kind of shit happen all the time, we get kind of angry, because then when we actually get legitimately sick, we can't afford to take a day off. Meanwhile, you've taken off, you know, a day a week for the last, oh, I don't know. So, I love you, you're a great friend, but this shit, like, gets at me. So, just gotta get that out. And, Chad, I swear to God, next time you almost hit me, we're gonna have words. They're not gonna be nice ones. So, you almost made that fucking butt, dude. That was a problem for me this morning, okay? All right, well, let's go outward here into the nation, into the world, see what's what. Quick update about WikiLeaks. Apparently, the U.S. cannot find a link to Julian Assange, the head of WikiLeaks, and the army private, Bradley Manning, that he supposedly got all this info from. There is no trail that they could find. And you know, you fucking know they look.
They're going to protect.
You know they look.
They're going to protect their ass, especially if they are actually working together. They're protecting their ass.
You fucking know they looked so hard to try and find one. They tried to make one up. They did everything they could. Nothing. Yeah. That's how you do it. U.S. military officials tell NBC News that investigators have been unable to make any direct connection between a jailed army private suspected with leaking secret documents and Julian Assange, founder of the whistleblowing website, WikiLeaks. The officials say that while investigators have determined that Manning had allegedly unlawfully downloaded tens of thousands of documents onto his own computer and passed them to an unauthorized person, there's apparently no evidence he passed the files directly to Assange or had any direct contact with the controversial WikiLeaks figure. And that's what they need to find, right? Because they, like, that's what they're charging him with. So if you can't find the evidence, then apparently there was, you know, you got to rethink your strategy there, boys.
Trying to pin
maybe
it
you should look. Maybe you, U.S. military, should do a little inward searching and figure out how the fuck some fool rolled in with a personal computer and copied all your shit.
Right? Like, yeah, that's a bigger problem to me, I think.
Yeah.
How did he get it in the first place?
I would assess inward first before you go faking up sexual assault allegations.
Like,
and
oh, well, he
other...
gave it to him. Well, how did he get
and
it?
And he raped this Swede bitch named Mrs. A.
Whoop-de-doo.
Doesn't exist. WikiLeaks' release of secret diplomatic cables last year caused a diplomatic stir and laid bare some of the most sensitive U.S. dealings with governments around the world. It also prompted an American effort to stifle WikiLeaks by pressuring financial institutions to cut off the flow of money to the organization. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder said his department is also considering whether it can prosecute the release of information under the Espionage Act. I'll tell you right now, nah, you cannot. Assange told MSNBC TV last month that WikiLeaks was unsure Army Private First Class Bradley Manning is the source for the classified documents appearing on his site. Quote, "That's not how our technology works. That's not how our organization works. I never heard of the name of Bradley Manning before it appeared in the media." He called allegations that WikiLeaks had conspired with Manning absolute nonsense. And then it was also coming out that, like, the government, the military, they're torturing this guy, right? Because he's a soldier, you can maybe have a little more liberty with what you're doing to him. So now they're coming out because everyone was like, you know, that's what they're doing. So then the military comes out and the officials come out and they're like, "We strongly deny allegations that Manning, being held in connection with the WikiLeaks release of classified documents, has been tortured and held in, quote, solitary confinement without due process." Really? Because what I just read here says you still have found no link. And how long have you been holding him for? The officials told NBC News, however, that a U.S. Marine commander did violate procedure when he placed Manning on suicide watch last week. Military officials said Brig Commander James Averhart did not have the authority to place Manning on suicide watch for 2 days last week, and that only medical personnel are allowed to make that call. The officials said that after Manning had allegedly failed to follow orders from his Marine guards, Averhart declared Manning a suicide risk. Manning was then placed on suicide watch, which meant he was confined to his cell, stripped of most his clothing, and deprived of his reading glasses, anything that he could use to harm himself. That sucks, too, dude. Like, you don't get nothing.
Nothing.
Like, I can tie these pants around my neck and kill my... Well, give me the pants.
Well,
there go your pants.
Too bad. So sad.
Fucking crazy. So, yeah. That's that. Good luck, man. Keep fighting the good fight, for sure. I am so interested to see all of these Swiss bank docs.
Yeah.
That are going to come out. Oh, my God. Everybody... They said, like, so many politicians are on that list. Like, it is going to blow your fucking mind.
I'm kind of excited.
I can't wait. All right. Let's go. New Zealand. This may be the most amazing story of the night.
All right. I'm excited.
Let's all hold hands.
Here. Would you like to...
Holding hands? Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
The man accused of killing a 5-month-old boy was found... trying to play a PlayStation game as the baby was dying on his shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
And a bow.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. That's fucking wonderful. Like, did he know
it was
dying?
Can you set your baby down before you play DDR? Like, could you imagine, like, this dude, like, like, baby totally just,
oh my god, dude. Dude, give me do it with the cat, that's hard enough. Like,
could you imagine, like, okay, here's the baby, okay, ready?
That's a baby with claws.
Okay, well, if the baby had claws as a defense mechanism, that never would have happened. Mikara,
so did he know that the baby was dying? Or
I doubt it. He was in his game.
Fucking in the zone, man.
He was locked in.
Wait, one more level. Let me get to a save point. Hang on. Just don't die yet.
God. Mikara Ranui Jarius Reddy died on the evening of January 11th after his mother found him alone with her partner, Trent Owen Nigura Hupuka, 21. Hupuka, who has been charged with manslaughter, appeared in Hastings District Court yesterday and was remanded in custody without plea until March. The baby lived with his mother, Jamie Reddy, 2-year-old brother, and Hapuku, in a sleepout behind a house in Kingsley Drive. Hapuku had been in a relationship with Miss Reddy for 3 to 4 months, and she was 3 months pregnant with his child. Hollering, yay! I want a divorce! Police statement... of facts alleges that about 6:30 p.m. on January 11th, Jarius's brother needed to be bathed and was taken to the main house by his mother. We don't have running water here, so, you know, we gotta go to the main house, sneak in, catch a quick bath. Fuck. Hapiku was left in sole charge of Jarius and proceeded to feed him, but he did not drink the normal amount and became sleepy. Hapuku burped him and put him in his cot. 15 minutes later, Miss Reddy returned and the baby appeared to be in good health. She returned to the main house for 45 minutes to complete tending to her other son and to eat her dinner. Police allege that nobody else went into the sleepout and Hapuku somehow caused critical blunt force injury to the baby's liver, severing it and fracturing 4 of his ribs.
How does he do that? Was he really playing DDR? Because that'd be great.
What?
Was he really playing DDR?
I hope fucking... Oh, please.
That'd be how he would fucking puncture... You know, like...
I can't think of any other... I don't know.
Game that would cause
maybe
trauma?
Tennis? Like...
Could using you... him as the bat?
Or here, the baby, hold this.
Pop! Dude. Oh,
fucking Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Like, oh my holding god. The baby with the... Oh, my god, dude. Hadouken! Tadouken! Oh, shit.
Oh, my god.
Baby dude. And the stick right through the fucking TV.
That'd be so great to have that baby on your shoulder and one of the songs in DDR I like played.
How Always 420 says, no water, but electricity and a PlayStation. Right?
But yeah, if priorities. They were playing, like, certain songs with gallops, it'd be like...
Oh, for sure.
And, you know, like, just seeing, like, an infant bouncing on your fucking shoulder. Imagine, you know, it's, like, dropping, like, every 5 seconds. Dude's like, oh! And grabs it by the ankle and just holds it and, you know, like, I don't know, just... We need just to make a amazing. Cartoon.
Good parenting. Cartoon. Good parenting. Not enough Parenthood magazines to save this one, you know?
Yeah, no.
Not enough.
Very, very good. Very good.
So the injury to the liver probably resulted from it being crushed internally against the baby's spinal column. He would have been in severe pain, and he vomited over Hapuku's shoulder while being held. It is alleged the baby continued bleeding internally and rapidly lost blood, which caused his face to turn pale. Massive bleeding caused him to lose one heart, and then he went into shock, lost consciousness. Mew, 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 mew. Game over.
Lost one heart?
One heart.
Oh, wait. Oh, okay. I was like, huh? No, I thought you meant, like, the baby lost... Yeah.
He had 12.
I get it now. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Link. AK Jeremy. Wow.
Link, fill up your hearts.
Thank you. Very fucked. Jesus Christ, guys. Awesome. Awesome. Fuck. When Miss Reddy returned to the sleep out, she found Hapuku trying to play a PlayStation game while holding the boy over his shoulder. She saw the baby's pale face and decided to take him straight to Hawke's Bay Hospital. The baby was wrapped in a blanket with Hapuku monitoring him on the way. Hospital staff found he was not breathing and they were unable to revive him. The end. Start over. The autopsy on the baby found death would have resulted in minutes from the inflicted injuries. Hapuku told police he knew he would get the blame because he was the only person with the baby. He said he did not know how the injuries happened. Hey, what happened? Mm-hmm. Do you think he just did that? Shrug. Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. That's so crazy. Pathologist report found the baby was also suffering from healing fractures to his ribs that were estimated as being between a week and a fortnight old. Whatever that means. So, yeah.
Fortnight.
Those games are rated E for everyone, but it's not, like, literal. Like, you can play it holding a baby. Common sense, guys. That's the name of the game, okay? Maybe New Zealand, not so much. All right, let's shift gears here and go to Valparaiso. Sure. This is a father and son team. You know what their game is? One more hit, no time to waste, oh meth. Oh meth.
Father son team of meth.
Selling meth. A father and his adult son have been arrested and charged with running a methamphetamine-making operation. Jeffrey Lynn Gass, 52, was charged with Class B felony manufacture of meth and Class C felony possession of meth and a firearm, facing 20 years in the P. Michael Jeffrey Dexter Gass, his 22-year-old son, he has been charged with aiding in the manufacture of meth, Class B felony that carries a sentence of 6 to 20 years. The arrest happened in Couts on Friday after the Porter County Drug Task Force became aware that the Elder Gas had twice purchased more than 3 grams of pseudoephedrine. Ah, they'll catch you if you're making, ooh, meth. You gotta fucking buy a box here, buy a box there, not saying right. That's... Just don't make meth. How about
you
that?
You can't go to one store and buy 20 boxes of
right,
shit.
Right. They're going to watch you.
I just need
if you're
going
to do that.
I'm stocking up for the year, but I'll be back
up,
next week.
Stock up and then move. And then go make your shitty meth somewhere else.
All right.
I'm so sick of seeing shitty meth signs. Duty fucking meth signs. There. I said it. Duty. Your fucking Montana
duty.
Meth project, fucking duty.
Duty.
The worst. Literal duty. Okay?
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
So, on January 21st, officers did a trash pull at the Gast residence in Couts, finding a document from the county assessor's office identifying the home as belonging to Jeffrey Lindgast, an evidence of the pseudoephedrine. Police found 4 empty medication boxes and 2 shredded medication boxes, all for pseudoephedrine-containing medicines. They also found the neck of a broken beaker with burnt residue, 3 lithium batteries cut open, an electric grinder. Guys, get out your list, okay? If you wanna make meth, you're gonna need a beaker with burnt residue, 3 lithium batteries, you're gonna need to cut those open, an electric grinder, an empty lye bottle, I'm gonna assume you need lye in that bottle, and other items, which we'll just go ahead and let you fill in the blank. This is a Mad Lib tech. You get to fill in. I need a verb. I need a noun. So mix your dick hole with a... That's totally how it would end up, too. Thank you. Very helpful.
Yay.
He also had a 22 rifle and a 12 gauge. Both men are in the jail, no bail. Drug task force said that a third person, a friend of the son, was also arrested. Aiding meth. God, no good, guys. What are you doing? Sell Oxy. Jesus Christ, everyone knows that. Even the KPD listening. Fuck. I mean, seriously? Seriously? Okay.
Okay.
Let's bring it home a little bit.
Bring it home?
A little local, a little Hit Had Herta, a little Fulton, Kentucky.
Yes.
Kentucky, guess what happened?
Kentucky.
Guess what happened?
Kentucky.
Police are investigating after a baby girl blank after she was found in a bucket of bleach water. Now think about it. What did the baby girl do blank? The baby girl blank after she was found in a bucket of bleach water.
Died?
Died. Absolutely. Thank you.
I'm like, what else nice. Would a baby do? cried? I don't fucking poop.
Got
pants.
Super awesome blonde hair?
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
Monday, January 24th. An ambulance crew responded. They found the 14-month-old girl face down in a bucket of bleach. The child was transported to the hospital, pronounced dead and super white at the scene. Fulton County Coroner said the Department of Social Services were contacted to begin the invest. Child's body was transported to the Kentucky State Medical Examiner, where he said, hit a head, hurt a derby derb. And that's it. I wonder who did it. Who could have done it? Just randomly found face down. Like, why do you have a bucket of bleach water? Justin Fan says, look like Michael Jackson. Yeah. Fucking A. Cleanest baby on the block.
Fucking A.
She had a rash. I don't.
Well, you know, bleach just sounded like the right thing. Here, honey, give this bucket of bleach.
All right, let's...
Maybe they're doing, like, Achilles, you know, trying to, like, dip the baby in so, like...
Right. Everything know, but his heel.
But dropped it.
Awesome. Oopsies. Oops. That's all right. Hey, we'll have another one.
Oh, babies can't hold their breath. I forgot.
We're going to have, like, 8 more. It's cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right, let's keep with that theme here. Do you remember Octomom?
Yes.
Have you seen the first pictures from her dominatrix video?
No.
Did you know that it was filmed in her children's bedroom? Live listeners, feast your eyes on this beastie beast. Any remaining sympathy for the plight of hard-up Octomom Nadia Suleiman will surely disappear on viewing these tawdry images taken from a new fetish movie. The mother of 14 agreed to dress as a busty dominatrix and whip a grown man dressed up as a boy for a grubby film shot in her own house. When you're doing porn and it actually has to get shot in your home,
that's disgusting.
You're getting fucked. And, like, not in the porn. Like, you're getting fucked, okay? Full sex, up the ass, no lube, probably dressed like a baby.
She has some pretty big tits, though.
Fucking, well, she has to. You're feeding 14. I'm surprised she doesn't have 8 tits. You know? What the fuck?
Three.
Okay.
Dude, when she's feeding the guy the bottle, that's pretty disgusting looking. You look sick. lady.
Whip it good.
That's not hot. And couldn't you pick a hot dude, not a dude with a gut and some stretch
marks? I don't think
marks?
It was her choice. I think it was his porn company.
He's got stretch marks on his gut.
He lost a bet.
You're nasty.
The unemployed 35-year-old. 14 kids, okay? Unemployed. How's that working out? Hey, how's that reality show
that tax
working
income,
out?
The income tax at the end of the year? Oh, dude, she's making bucks.
I heard today that if you have more than 7 kids, you're tax-free. Is that true?
What?
If you have more than 7 kids, you don't have to pay taxes anymore. That's how the government helps you. That, I heard something like that today.
Well, and you get taxes back. Like, no, okay, even if you claim zero all year and stuff and you, you know, you get your state tax taken out because Montana's gay like that, and then you have your federal taken out and your Social Security and whatnot.
It's because there's no sales tax here. We get it one way or another. High property tax.
Actually, sales tax would be better. Just saying. But because I never had to pay this fucking much when I was in Florida, and we paid 7 cents on the fucking dollar for everything. But anyway, no, at the end of the year, you know, when you're actually doing your taxes and stuff, instead of claiming zero like you have been all year, then you turn around and claim yourself plus your children. So say it's you plus four or whatever.
Fucking
how many
little
fucking
bastards.
Kids you have. They get back so much per kid, regardless of how much they fucking, you know.
Oh, Burger says if you have more than 7, you don't get taxes taken from your paycheck.
Huh. But I bet you
honestly,
guys, they have to pay at the end of the year.
Having 7 kids would probably be a lot easier than starting a church.
You know what's funny?
Hey, you want to have...
No. We'll start a church.
No, listen. listen. Hear me out on this.
No. I like how at the end of this story, they have a picture of her with all of her kids.
Oh, shit, yeah. In that same room.
Happy
probably.
Birthday, octuplets!
Oh, amazing.
Disgusting. Fuck.
You made this, America.
She kind of looks like Fiona Apple.
You made this. This is your Frankenstein.
Like Alanis Morissette, kind of.
You were hoping she'd be your cherry pie. She turned out to be your Frankenstein.
Cherry pie.
Okay. So, unemployed, 35 years old, not getting any younger. Say, time is ticking, perhaps? She faces foreclosure on her California home after failing to meet monthly payments, despite efforts to turn her fortunes around with an array of half-baked schemes. You should have took that first deal for a lifetime supply of diapers and, what was it, like $100,000 or something? I forget what it was. That's, you should have took that because now you have jack shit and you're going to be sucking dick for crack pretty soon.
So, hey, Bunny says adopt older children / slaves.
/ and friends / the jam hole street team.
Right? Yeah.
For real.
Fuck yeah. An all-inclusive jam hole street team.
At that point, you're just, like, you have a roommate now, right?
Well, yeah, but you're getting paid for them.
Exactly. So, that's good.
Yeah, we could have, like, I wish Braden was still young.
We can adopt Braden. Do you think we could get Braden's mom to sign him over to us?
He's of age now.
Can we adopt him as the Jam Hole LLC?
What? No.
Hey, this is my first year. I'm going to have to do taxes on the Jam Hole as a business.
Oh,
and I have no idea, like, how am I going to do that?
What do we do?
I know we haven't made money. Like, we spend more money than we make, like, a bunch.
Well, you better do an inventory.
Does anyone know how to do that? Because I could really use some help with that.
You're
going
to have to do an inventory.
I already did that. Email info@thejamhole.com. I have a sheet with like all of the expenditures and all that stuff.
And
is there a way to make that make us money? Because that would be awesome.
No, it's going to, I believe. I think. All right.
Well, email info@thejamhole.com if you know that.
Because if it's your business and you pay out so much a year to do certain things, I think you get back some
internet server bill, all that shit.
I think it's all going to be tax deductible because it's all part of the show and stuff. So I think there's something you can do.
Part of my rent.
Yeah, I think that you'll be able to get some of that back. I'm not totally sure though. I don't know.
All right. Well, anyway,
taxes?
This isn't tax. Yeah, I'm gonna. I hope so.
Somebody do my taxes for free.
Bunny on Belay, talk to her.
Oh, hey.
So, foreclosure, all of her schemes have failed, just like her life. Suleman has set up a website and even held a yard sale in September to drum up funds, but this appears to be her worst idea yet to cash in on her celebrity, or lack thereof. The baby fetish video has been doing the rounds for some time in Hollywood, but this is the first time actual stills have emerged, and they are pretty shocking. I wouldn't say shocking. That, like, okay, of course, that would be the kind of porn you would have. Like, okay. I'm not really shocked. I mean, I guess. I would be shocked if, like, that guy actually stuck his dick in you after, you know, 14 kids. Now, that would be shocking. I'd be like, are you serious? You got it hard? That's impressive. Wow. I don't think I could do that. The baby, they show her, if you didn't see her for the podcast listeners, she's dressed in the dominatrix outfit, black corset, of course, top and leggings, whipping a grown man dressed in a nappy. Of course. Other photos show the subject of her whipping, who is also wearing a bonnet on his head, being cradled by Suleiman as she feeds him milk from a baby bottle. Fucking. She looks like they both, honestly, truthfully, they look like they're totally down with this, like enjoying it. Like, here's your check. Oh, we're getting paid? Huh.
He's disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Hey, nice tattoos, D-bag. What
nice
is that?
Stretch
is that
a, marks, D-bag.
Yeah, that's... Did you have a baby? Did you have one of the... Whoa, dude.
You have more stretch marks than Octomom.
Hey, where'd you get that sweet skull? Pick it off the wall of a tattoo parlor. It's pretty awesome.
Dude, yeah. Isn't that kind of weird? You could say you have more stretch marks than Octomom.
It was right next to some lizard, half skeleton, half lizard thing. I don't know. Kind of looked like the Sobe lizard. Kind of looks like that.
You dumbass.
All right.
I thought that was so cute. You're like, I thought that's what you're supposed to do. You pick one off the wall.
So, the guy, this guy, he's been identified as LA radio personality David Gonzalez, receiving large welts on his back from the force of the beating. According to the website Radar Online, Gonzalez has been arrested in the past for spousal battery and drug possession. Yeah, you had to be high to, like, do that, right? Is this the workings of a sober individual?
Maybe for the woman, because she's gone completely nuts.
And she doesn't, like Bunny says, she doesn't actually do any fucking, right? She's right, done all the fucking she's allowed to ever do. Let's put it that way. You're not allowed to fuck ever again.
No. That's... I hope they took out, like, I bet
everything.
Those babies ripped out everything
like
on the way out.
Like a fucking jack-o'-lantern. Just carve that. Just scoop them out, dude.
Yes,
carve
yes.
her a little smile, a little creepy, missing a tooth. Scoop that bitch out.
Dude.
Scoop it out. I want a shirt that's like a silhouette of like her just on her back, legs in the air like a V, you know? And then like a dude with a big old ladle just scooping it out. Oh, that would be awesome. And like on the ladle, it's a bunch of little babies all like holding on to each other, like trying to get them. You know, oh,
dude.
That'd be amazing,
God.
Epic. Someone make that happen for me. So this just kind of goes on, and of course, like you said, the very last picture, her and her fucking clan.
Berger says, "Would it even be possible to get off fucking her?
I don't think so,
she'd
dude.
She'd be way too loose.
I don't think
so. Unless
they
went back in and like nipped and tucked her twat.
You can't. No, I don't. You would have to sew that fucker shut completely and just fucking say a prayer, a little holy water, hope for the best.
Dude.
God, you got this one. God's like, dude.
Would you fuck her?
Fuck no. I'd wait till one of her kids turned 18 and then fuck that.
Make sure she didn't." Turn out like Octomom.
Should I pick right now? I'm gonna go with the. Just totally kidding. Come
on.
Oh my
God.
Come on.
Matt.
Come, no?
No.
No?
Bad.
Okay, I'll wait.
Bad, Matt.
Tick tock. All right. Let's move it on over here. Oklahoma, one of my favorite states to read stories about.
Oklahoma.
This is disturbing. A hospice nurse. Okay.
Okay.
Need I say more?
No.
A hospice nurse, I'm going to anyway.
Damn it.
Has been barred from her profession for 20 years. Now, what would maybe be a big, giant no-no in the hospice industry? Like, what should be so taboo that you should never, ever do to one of your married, terminally ill patients? What is just the worst you...
Raping? I was going to say raping bitches in a coma because sexual, something like that. It was kind of cool, but not.
She had a sexual relationship with her married terminally ill patient.
That's creepy.
She's 33.
The patient or the...
Her, the lady that lost her profession there.
I was going to say selling medical equipment on eBay because...
Fucking dead people, Burger says.
What?
Stealing their shit, Red Fox. Justin Fan, sexual relations.
Drugs. Yep.
Sexual relations drugs. And drugs. Yeah. They disciplined her. Amber Van Brunt is her name. Unprofessional conduct. She's now asking the Oklahoma County judge to reverse the board's order to correct this miscarriage. I like your wording. To correct this miscarriage of justice, if you will. Wow.
Very, very clever.
Right?
Very.
At the heart of the appeal is an ethical question. Is it ever... Put on your thinking caps. I want to pose. Get out your bong. Let's take some bong hits. I want to pose.
She's probably just doing him a favor. Come on. He's dying, and he's like, man, I wish my wife could still fuck, but she's just as old as I am.
I want to pose an ethical question to you all. Okay?
Go on ahead.
Let's bring it in. Let's bring it in.
I'm as close as I can get without moving my mic.
Bringing it. Okay. I want to pose an ethical question as soon as I find it. Is it ever right for a nurse to have sex with a patient ever? Is that?
Yes.
That is the ethical question here.
I would say yes.
Here.
It is.
Give me an instance of when that would be okay.
My best friend, Cliff.
Sure.
Who is in that band, Day Minus 7, down in Florida.
Okay, I'm talking hospice care here.
His mother.
Okay.
Is a nurse.
Sure.
And fell in love with her ex-husband, Gary.
Was Gary married at the time?
No, but he was a quadriplegic and working through a divorce.
I think this lady was married.
Well, he was working through a divorce, and he was a quadriplegic when she met him, which is that much more crazy. So...
Does that turn you on? Like, hey, nice wheels.
And she had lupus, so...
Ooh, that's a...
She still has lupus.
I don't think I could, honestly. I hate to be a dick, but I don't...
She's beautiful. I'm not kidding.
I don't think I could deal with that.
Cliff's mother is
Your skin
is
being all, like, yellow and your liver just not
she's
working.
She's a model, dude. She...
Oh, wait, that's jaundice. Point, never mind.
Yeah, no, lupus is a cancer. It's different. No, she, For a while, when she was hitting her really hard, she was losing part of her hair and stuff because chemo and shit. And yeah, she was pale and everything. But when she's in remission, dude, this woman's beautiful. She's gorgeous.
Burger says, friend of mine got paralyzed from the waist down and got a hand job from the nurse. He was just happy that it still could get hard. That's a touching story.
I don't think Gary was his name, but I forget. I'll have to look it up.
Okay. Cite your sources.
Whatever.
Van Brunt's attorney told the judge the consensual relationship with the patient was on the nurse's own personal time while she was visiting as a friend, not while she was on duty. Duty.
Shut
caring
up.
For him. You did a duty job caring for him. You're a duty nurse. The nursing board responded that there's evidence of sexual contact during nursing visits, but that it doesn't matter when it happened. Hey, it doesn't even matter when it happened. The fact that it happened, that's what matters. Quote, the nurse is the professional in this situation.
She probably felt bad.
Oh, I'm going to just toss you a handy.
Yeah,
an
dude.
HGZA.
Think about it. Like, his wife has got to be, like, you know, fucking old as dirt, too.
Put your hand on my dick and pump it up and down.
You know, I really hate when you do that. But I'm just going to go ahead and let you fucking do it. When you're done.
Put my hand up and down on my dick this way.
Give me a signal.
And go.
But, whatever. I'm done. I don't care anymore.
H to the is O, J to the is A. Put your
Justin
hand
Fan.
On my dick and pump it
Stop!
Up this way. What?
Justin Fan says she was giving real care.
Yeah. That's a compassion caregiver. Shit, yeah. Got my weed and you got my blowjob. Now get the fuck out of here.
Can you pull that plug on your way out?
Yeah, please. I love that. I watched Vision Years again the other day, and I fucking love the part where the guy walks in and just has to, like, I have to pull the trigger every once a day or every hour or some shit. Like, that is so fucking awesome. Oh, God. Anyway, Jeffers morning.
Jeffers morning.
So, the rules do not mean simply while you are on shift. They mean during the entire time you are assigned to the care of the patient, whether that is 6 days in the hospital or 6 months in hospice care or 6 years in a nursing home. The patient, 43 years old, Chris Reeder, suffered from Lou Gehrig's disease, which makes him... I'm going to guess dog years. Times that by seven. How old are you, 43? You're 138.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck. She began caring for the former Hershey food salesman in November of 2009 at a Shawnee home. He had been told Hershey's. Let me take care of your Hershey highway. Give me the sponge.
I knew something like that was coming.
He had been, I know, as soon as I read Hershey, I was like, diarrhea.
Thinking about chocolate poop jokes.
Poop. Like, break me off a piece of that.
Oh my gosh.
He had been
Kit Kat, bro.
He had been told months earlier, thank you. He had been told months earlier he had 6 months or less to live. His wife, Liz Reeder, 41, told the board she suspected her wheelchair-bound husband was having an affair with the nurse, but he denied it back in February. Oh, she said in March she discovered on his computer, oh shit, Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Rack it up, another breakdown.
Yoo-hoo.
She discovered graphic messages between her husband and the nurse after he tried to commit suicide. He tried to kill his fucking self. Killed himself.
Wouldn't you?
I don't know. Is the nurse hot? Maybe I'd right. wait. Maybe I'd hang out for a minute. Can that nurse then in turn, after I completely blow her mind with my little cock, can she bring me some good fucking drugs?
Probably.
Do
dying.
I have to put these in the oven for 10 minutes first?
No,
or can I just
you're
fucking...
dying. You're going to get whatever you want.
There we go. I want to die. Is that weird?
You want to be diagnosed that you're going to die. You don't
want
to actually be dying. You want to be like, yeah, I
diagnosis,
have terminally
murder.
Ill cancer, so
yeah,
you
right.
have to like just hook this up now.
You find me by the microwave just douching the nuts with like full on high 360 degrees.
No, we just need to get a cool doctor to say it and write it, and then you're good.
Do we have any doctors? Dr. Brendanos. Hook it up.
Just get him to write it, and then you go in and be like, yeah, well,
we accept donations in the form of...
I'm in pain all... Like, I'll walk you in and you just...
Everything hurts! Don't touch me. My clothes hurt to be on.
Let's be naked.
I'm hypersensitive.
Oh my God. And then can you please...
You have to carry me, but don't touch me. Carry me handless, with no hands.
Oh, I carry like a fucking lion with my teeth.
You have to carry me gently.
Nah.
Kill me softly, carry me gently, and just lay me be.
Oh my God.
And then suck this cock.
I hate you.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Great,
what are we talking about? What are we talking about? Very good. Good word association. That was good. What we just did there.
You're an idiot. I love you.
Let's try to do more of that for the show, okay?
Oh,
I like that a lot.
Is it good for you?
You worst.
Good for me.
Awesome. So, yeah, they basically just had a bunch of sex. Who made the complaint? Well.
The wife?
I have no idea.
I'm going to assume the wife.
The last exchange, this is kind of cool. So, Van Brunt visited the patient several times while off duty, drinking with him and watching football on TV.
Yay.
She even asked the nurse to stay overnight with her husband twice last January while she underwent a sleep study. Sure. Yeah. Gladly. Already have been. Was planning on it anyways.
Duh.
Not an inconvenience at all. Chris Reeder on March 9th signed a typed statement that Amber Van Brunt had inappropriate contact with me multiple times during regular hour nursing visits. Weeks before his death, he and his wife filed a negligence lawsuit against Angelic Family Hospice.
He didn't want to do it. She made him do it.
Angelic Family Hospice. Where your loved ones go. Where you send your loved ones to die. Hey, when you need someone to care, when you just can't.
I don't think he wanted to fucking charge her with anything. He didn't want to press charges.
Oh, I'm sure.
She made him. She's the like, last, you're not doing
here we
this.
Go. The last exchange came in March after she wrote she was knocked up.
Oops!
You're going to have little retarded paraplegic babies.
Oh, my God.
It'll be like little parababies, little paratroopers.
Come out with little, like...
Little wings and shit and umbrellas. He wrote, quote, "You broke my heart, babe." She responded at one point, "I wish it was you." Touching. Just wow. Beautiful stuff. Beautiful wow. stuff. So.
Good job, sir.
Yeah, well, what do you do? You know?
Well, at least he knows he's still got game. He's dying and he can still fuck his nurse.
I know. Hey, I may be disabled, but my sperm, not at all.
Guess
my
not
sperm
his dick
is
either.
Everything but disabled.
And disabled!
Love that. Delray Jeez. Beach. Let's keep with the sex theme here. Seems to be kind of ongoing. We have time for this?
Bunny says, doesn't some country pay prostitutes to service the disabled?
I want
to
say Switzerland, perhaps?
Really? Like,
I remember Germany.
Like, is that like
Burger
a real
things?
Business? Like a
yeah, it's a government-run program. That
if you're dying,
well,
you need sex.
What it was is they did studies, and it showed that their patients would live longer, and the time that they had, they were happier if they were getting a sex stuff, if you know what I mean.
Oh my God.
Burger says he thinks Germany. Yeah, I don't remember where it was at, but I do remember that. It's pretty interesting.
And those must be high class whores too, if they're,
well, I wouldn't say that,
well, if they're
clean, that's what the
right.
government like guarantees. You're not gonna get
right.
the hepster or the herpster.
They're employed by the government, so they're being taken care of, you know?
Right, right. But then
and
again,
I doubt that they're sending them out like every hour, like, bitch, get out there and make my money.
I don't know, though. The government may just have a bunch of them in the projects, like eating government cheese and fucking ramen. You know, you don't know. The whole farm.
You know, I think, I would like to think.
The hoarder
they,
farm,
they take
you know.
A, take better care of
their hose, their product, their stable.
Right. You don't want to, that's your business. You don't want to go.
You know I gets mine.
You don't want to have a crappy product.
Fuck no. Because if you have a crappy product, people just go elsewhere.
Well, chill.
I don't want your hose. Your hose is stanky. My hose is top notch.
Burger says all wrong, Amsterdam.
Oh, no shit. Council paid disabled visit, prostitutes, lap dancing clubs. Awesome. Should have, right?
And you want to move there? That's not.
Fuck yeah. I would love to.
Why is that your dream?
I don't know. Just because when I was there, it was like a really magical experience for me. It was really cool, and I liked it.
And you're
going to
ruin
just
the magic by living there.
No, I envision myself on a houseboat in a canal, podcasting, owning a coffee shop,
boom,
growing
pots.
I don't know. I'm going to just pretend that you have no idea about
anything. Well, no, there's
anything.
No big body of water, but still.
Thank
like,
you. Boom! Land hurricane! That's what would happen if I was God.
Storm and
boom!
Water.
Snow hurricane!
God damn it.
+5, Arctic wind. Boom! Laser eyes, you're on fire.
All right,
suck
fine.
On
so
these
you
titties.
Live on a houseboat.
I want to suck on your big fat titties and then go nyeet when I come. But
I'm
yeah,
not
houseboat.
Sex with you tonight. I'm
that
not.
Sucks. Houseboat on the canal, podcasting from my coffee shop live 3 days a week with a restaurant there. People come, they order food, they eat, they watch the show, they get the fuck out.
Do
yeah,
you think you could even run a coffee shop restaurant?
I don't fucking know, dude. Can I
do
anything?
Do you know anything about
how does
that?
How does anybody do anything ever? How are we even doing this right now?
Do you
know anything about the ones and zeros that are going and being encoded and transcoded?
Have you ever asked me, say, hey, honey, do you want to come with me? Do you want to do this with me? And
do
I'm
you
like,
want
not
to?
Really. Ever taken that into consideration? Maybe we can like come to a middle ground.
I'll ask enough girls. Eventually, one of them is going to be like, I would love to. You know what? That sounds wonderful. And you know what? My father, he just gave me $5 million. So yes, Matt, let's do that. That's what... Oh, I wish.
Definitely not having
I
sex
I wish
with
it was
you, tonight.
You. I wish it was you. But I don't think it can be. I don't know. Can you make that happen? You want to own a restaurant. You could cook there and make everyone amazing jam hole meals. Well, I entertain everybody. I'm the entertainer. That's what I do. It's my thing. I rap. Right.
So I get stuck being a cook for the rest of my life?
You chose that career path, okay? I don't want to deliver water the rest of mine, but right now it's what we got to do. That's all I'm saying. Have you found anything else that's perked your interest, Your Highness?
Teaching, but that's it. So.
Well, better get back to school and learn something to teach.
I honestly don't see you moving to Amsterdam anytime soon.
Yeah, me neither,
soon,
but
so.
I can have a dream, can't I?
We all have a dream.
You want to give me that dart back and not puncture my happiness? Thank you.
Well, you don't like my dreams.
What are your dreams?
I wanted to own a bait slash grill shop out on the fucking Gulf.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. Spend the rest of my life smelling
and have a charter.
Fish. Disgust. No, no.
No, you have a bait shop and then across from it you have
your
fucking grill.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. That sounds way more fun than living in the red light district of Amsterdam next to hookers and getting amazing cocaine right off the fucking boat.
Cocaine sounds great, but hookers, nah.
And entertaining
people. Why do you need to be around hookers?
Because there's a red light district there.
Why do
I don't
you need
know.
To go there?
Because sometimes you gotta just
no,
buy a
see,
hooker.
That's why you're not going.
And give it to your friend.
Yeah, right.
I would never. Shit.
Yeah, no.
I would never pay for sex. Come on.
Yeah, you would.
No.
In the red light district, you would. You'd be like, I gotta do it once.
This whole relationship has been me paying for sex. I pay it. Pay it fucking forward.
I've been paying fucking
pay it with
forward.
My fucking my soul.
I've been paying with my pussy.
Succubus bitch.
You're a succubus bitch.
You're a succu cockabus. Yeah. You're a non-succubus bitch.
You're a fucking dick. Just,
I love you so much.
I love you too.
What are we doing? 40-year-old David Meringer initially told authorities he was dating 48-year-old Doris Lopez. It's Jennifer's younger sister, but had last seen her weeks before her death in October. Doris Lopez's body was found inside a car parked at a Delray Beach parking lot on October 26th. 3 months since that discovery, police arrested Meringer and have charged him with manslaughter in her death. Meringer allegedly told authorities he had been casually dating 48-year-old Lopez. Jennifer Jorge. Who was unemployed and lived in West Palm Beach. He told police he choked Lopez during sex. Ooh, who else likes... Hey, raise your hand if you like being choked a little during some sex. Hey, talking to you. There you go. Put him up.
Thank you, yes. I have bruises on my chest when we're done.
If you ever try to choke me, I will punch you in the face.
I do choke you, and
I
love it. You
no,
shut your mouth.
I do the choking.
I've been choking you lately.
You choke on my
been.
Cock.
I've been
you
holding your fucking neck, and you're like,
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Inside, literally screaming like a baby girl. Don't like being choked at all. I do the choking.
I think it's hot. I want to choke you, so that's it.
I want to punch you in the vagina sometimes. You don't see me acting out those fantasies.
Yeah, you do.
I want to watch you and Bunny on Belay just make out.
Nah.
And then have my penis in the middle of you guys making out. So you're like making out with my penis.
You're
but
fucked.
You're, how amazing would that be?
You're an idiot.
You can't tell me that wouldn't be the most amazing experience you've ever had in your life.
Not for me.
Well, think about me.
No.
Think about her.
No.
How famous would she be?
No. No.
The Matt penis sandwich?
One, I'm not gay.
You guys
Bunny,
make...
you're beautiful, but I'm not gay.
Could you imagine that? Just like licking this, like,
dude,
and then kissing...
Hey. Hey, could you stop envisioning
I'm
other
hard
chicks
right now.
Slobbing on your knob?
I'm hard right now.
Stop it.
She says sounds like fun. Danny?
Damn it, shut up. No.
Yes.
That's it. I know where you work. I'm going to burn it down. No. Sorry, I was doing that on purpose. No one
if
else
you
is slobbing
smell chloroform,
on your
it's already too late.
You know what?
That's what I
You've
heard.
Talked about too many others, like... Chicks like getting fucked by you.
Oh,
you're all like, oh, blah, 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 blah. Red light district, buying horrors, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, yeah.
You brought up the red light district, so fuck yourself. I said it would be cool to live in a fucking houseboat and own a coffee shop there. And and entertain people. How awesome would that be?
Well, where the hell did me and her slobbing on your dick at the same time come around?
I just thought that'd be fun.
Where the fuck did that... What?
Merry, happy birthday to me. I'm 31 years old. That's all I want in life.
Why do you keep... Stop it.
Because that's never happened before.
Well, it's not going to happen.
If that was something that you could do by yourself, like if you could make it feel like there were two mouths, that would just be phenomenal.
It's not going to happen. And I don't think that her man would like that either.
I bet he would. I bet he'd watch. I bet.
I bet not.
I bet he'd film it.
I bet not.
I bet.
I bet not.
He left the apartment, and when he returned, she remained on the floor, dead. He said it was an accident. It was not. Well, it probably was. But then he waited 2 days before allegedly stuffing her body in a plastic bag, then pushing it into a cardboard barrel he had since childhood. He told us he sealed the barrel with duct tape, rolled the barrel out of his apartment, placed the barrel into the back seat of her car, and drove around in her Kia with her body in the trunk until he found a parking lot at the Del Rizé Beach. Holla. What are you guys doing? Hey, don't start fights with our fans, friends.
I'm not starting fights with nobody. I like Bunny.
I don't love like you to like Bunny.
You wanting her lips on your dick. I like Bunny.
No, I want her lips on your lips. My dick is just an innocent bystander.
Bullshit.
Trust. Just you guys totally blindfolded, just kissing, and I'll just randomly like.
Oh,
just,
we're not going to notice the penis.
Dum 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 dum. Whoop.
Yeah, I don't think
just so. Like drive by a stop. That's all it would take. I would bust my load like that. The end. Sleep mode. I'll be upstairs. You can let yourself out. So make that happen. For the third year in a row, Jam Hole Live Show.
No.
Make this this dying kid make his dream come true.
No.
Always 420 says, Danny, are you getting butthurt? Are you getting a little jealous? You getting a little, hey, jealousy. Let me find that song. We'll end with it.
I just don't like it when you do that because you know fucking hate it.
What am I doing? I want to see you and Bunny make out.
About
that's
other
all?
Chicks on your dick.
No.
Yeah.
You got me all wrong,
that's
baby.
Exactly
you
what
got
it
me
is.
All wrong. I want you kissing her. That's all. That's it.
Oh, my God. You know what? Just shut up.
Do you know
seriously,
what?
Seriously, just shut up. You're so annoying.
I love you, too. Okay. Bum, bum, bum.
He's always 420 says you can't handle the open mind.
I
don't give a fuck.
Oh, there we go.
Sorry.
Let's get on the defensive. Sure. That'll be fun for the
I'm
next 20
not
minutes.
Like that.
Can't
I'm
wait.
Sorry.
Here.
Never have been.
Never
will
be. That's fine. That's fine.
Sorry.
Hey, people don't live forever, you know?
Yeah, you really
Yeah. Do. Hey, got a new Buck 65 album. Haven't even heard it yet. This came out in 2011. So we're just going to play that. How's that sound? Buck 65. This
whatever.
Is called 20 Odd Years.
Okay.
Looks good. I really like Buck 65. Good stuff. So. Thank you, Dana.
Thank you.
And Bunny for making out. Email info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our site. Hey, if you're a listener and you're somewhere, send us a postcard from where you're at. It's cool to see all of the postcards we get from people. Thejamhole.com/P.O. Box. Just poke around the site. I did some cleaning up, did a little just rewriting of some stuff, the About Us page and shit like that.
Go to thejamhole.com/people.
Yeah, check that out, the guest list. Trying to maybe make it a little more presentable, kind of taking out the unnecessary fucks and cunts and shits and whatever. Just
why
kinda,
would you ever do that?
I'd like to reserve that more for the show and leave the writing. The writing needs to be classy.
So you want them to read all this classy crap and then just get completely shocked and blown
basically,
away when
they
listen to the look, actual thing?
It's like shock and awe. Like at first you're like totally shocked and then you're like, oh, okay, I get it.
No, first they're like, oh, when they read and they're, ah!
Anyway, sure.
I just got fucked in my ear hole.
So, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, catch this motherfucker live, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, thejamhole.com/live. Leave us a message, 406-204-4687. Make sure you're subscribed in iTunes. We appreciate it. Join the Facebook group. Follow us on Twitter, YouTube. more spoken word poetry videos up, all that good stuff. Oh, and Friday, Shiloh Goley album release party. I'll be filming this thing. I may even do a couple rap songs. Who knows? Who knows? The Boiler Room from 4 to like 7. So I'm going to do that and then come here and do the show.
You know what?
Hey.
Wait, on Sunday?
Friday.
Friday?
Yeah. Or maybe Saturday. I don't remember. No, oh, I'm pretty God. Sure it's Friday at the Boiler Room. Should be fun.
Well, I'm off this.
Cool.
No, I open. So I'll be able to go to your all right. thing.
Posterous, Tumblr, we have all that stuff, so check it out. TheJamHole.com/donate, help pay some bills, I really appreciate it. Make sure you remember the forums, come talk to us, hang out, whatever. TheJamHole.com/forums. And we'll talk to you guys soon on Friday. Peace.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.